Hello, my good boy in training. I hope you've practiced the mantra for quite a bit already. Repeat after me. I want to be a good boy. Good boys obey. Good boys love to serve. Mrs. Maya's pleasure is my pleasure. Good boys don't come. I want to be a good boy. Good boys don't come. I am a good boy. Good boys don't come. Good. So now that that's out of the way, how have you been? How was yesterday? It's getting harder and harder to contain yourself. Oh, I sure hope so. So answer me. And make sure to do it out loud, just like I told you to yesterday. Are you excited for today's audio? Are you already looking forward to a new audio every day? Have you been thinking about what I might do to you today? Oh, why am I even asking? I know you're excited. That's exactly where I want you to be. Horny, needy, achy. That's what 3 days without an orgasm does to you. That's what 3 days of teasing and edging does to you. That's what 3 days of me does to you. And now that you're really, really excited and pent up, you will be allowed to touch yourself less and less. Now that you really, really want to touch yourself, now that you have these full, heavy, aching balls and a needy cock that's desperately begging to be touched, you won't get to do so anymore. Or, well, not a lot, at least. That's the challenge. You may think it's a little bit mean or cruel, but I think it's fun. After all, I told you I would challenge you. I told you I would test you. You think you're a good boy. I told you you'd have to earn that title. You have to show me how obedient you truly are. And besides, I know deep down you think it's fun too. Deep down, you just got really fucking excited. But you wouldn't like to admit it, no. And in fact, I think you might want to thank me for not letting you touch your cock. Otherwise, we both know you'd push things too far eventually. If I had you jerking off and edging every day, you wouldn't last 7 days. We both know that. So say thank you, Miss Maya, for not letting me touch my cock. Come on, say it. I'm listening. Good job. Now, what does that mean for today, you may ask? Well, it means that you have to keep your boxers or your underwear on. Now, I'm sure you're hard already. I mean, by now you're probably getting hard just from hearing my voice. Maybe I should just read you a recipe or something tomorrow. So, I want one hand on your balls. Grab them tightly, as tight as you can through the fabric of your underwear, and keep it there until I say otherwise. Good. And I want one finger from your other hand teasing the tip of your cock, specifically that one extra sweet and sensitive spot. You know the one I mean. And while you do that, pet, tell me, have there been moments where you've thought of me while going about your day? Have there been moments where you've gotten excited? Just randomly, on your way to work or maybe in the supermarket? Maybe something sparked those devilish thoughts, or perhaps something reminded you of me. Or perhaps it was a beautiful lady crossing your way, or a bit too much cleavage, or a tight pair of jeans. Or maybe it was something you came across online. And anyway, that's really what denial is about for me. That's what I like about it. All that pent-up frustration, all the horniness surfacing in moments like these, getting excited, horny, and needy, perhaps even growing hard when you really shouldn't. I bet mornings must be difficult too, no? Are you waking up with a rock-hard dick? A nice and hard morning wood every day, just to remember that you're not allowed to touch it. What a shame. Now let's change things up for you. Take your hands off, both of them. I want you to take the palm of your hand, and starting from the tip, I want you to brush down to your balls and then grab them tightly. I want you to repeat that movement over and over again, as fast as you can. Go. Oh, I wish I could watch you right now, desperately trying to pleasure yourself through your underwear. Going as fast as you possibly can. But only really making things worse for yourself. Ah, what a beautiful sight. Anyway, where was I? Oh, right. We talked about the moments where all that pent-up frustration surfaces in your day-to-day life. Usually, you would take care of that problem by jerking off, by coming. But, we can't have that. We really can't. Instead, you'll have to learn to live with these random, awkward moments of arousal. With those random boners and hard-ons you may be getting throughout your day. But no, not only do you have to learn to live with it, I want you to enjoy it, embrace it. And deep down, I know my horny, slutty boy already does so. And so from now on, every time you get excited throughout the day, I want you to think of me. And to say, "Thank you, Miss Maya," to yourself. Because after all, I am the reason you get to have these moments. Okay. Stop. Hands off. Oh gosh, we're almost done for today already. But I will give you a little treat because I'm feeling generous. Just remember to be thankful, as you may not get that much action for the next few days. So I think it's appropriate to say thank you. So say thank you, Miss Maya, like a good puppy. Good job. You've really earned your treat, puppy. So let me explain. You'll get exactly 15 seconds to jerk yourself off, but through the fabric of your underwear, of course, everything else would be too much. Okay. So get ready and go. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop. Hands off. Good job. That's it for today. Your homework is the following. I want you to listen to this audio again, but in public. I don't care where, whether it's in the bus or at the park or in the library or wherever, but I want it to be crowded. I want people there, and not just one or two. All right, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.